What happened when you released that song?
Bruv, my life changed.
King David with the keys are the best, right? Peter Petrelli, like Peter Petrelli, like, whoa, no. Hey, look, I know they don't really love me, they don't really love me, like, no, no. I'm about to blow up, like, I'm Peter Petrelli, like Peter Petrelli, like, whoa, no.
So you made an active decision to be like, my environment is not going to control my circumstances.
Of course.
Real life
stories.
We were going through the same
real
thing.
Life stories.
This is my life. I'm in control.
Real life stories.
Real life situations.
Change
in
my
life.
Change
my whole
life.
Real life stories.
We were going through the same thing.
The people of
life.
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 The people
of
life.
The people in us.
Look at his. Oh. I'm clicking his fingers, bro.
Do you want to hear? You know, I was Mr. Holy like this, bro. Alright, cool. Let's go.
Yeah. Welcome to The People and Us. I'm your host, Michelle.
I'm your host, I am JR.
And we're joined with the Prince,
yes,
David.
Yes.
Yeah. Talk to us today, David. Talk to us. So what we're going to know, what we know already, you're from West London.
Mm-hmm.
Up and coming artist.
Yeah.
You've been in the top 100 in Apple Music.
Yeah, hip-hop.
Hip-hop, Apple Music. Mm-hmm. And then your official playlist in Spotify, not once, but twice.
Yeah.
Appeared on BBC Extra.
Yes.
Things are going well for you in 2019.
So we ain't got that button for the round of applause,
but... It's true.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I had a group of
people. It's obvious that you're doing very, very well so far.
Thank you, man.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
You've been in the music game for how long?
Let's say properly about 2 years. 2017, I started taking it seriously.
But how long would you say you've been making music for?
Then we're talking about 50, like years. Ever since I first touched the keys, that's when I'd say... Like, I started music.
And keys is a part of your name, isn't it?
Yeah, like, hence right. the keys. It's not because of drugs or kilos. You know? It's because of actual keys, yeah. Yeah, that's where the keys comes from anyway. Yeah.
So you can say, look, realistically, you've been taking music seriously for the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And in those 2 years, again, some of the accolades that you've already mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
How's that make you feel? Man. First and foremost, how's that make you feel?
It feels, you know what, sometimes it don't feel real, if I'm going to be completely honest. It feels like... That other people are seeing and like, oh my gosh, that's so big, and I'm like, oh cool. And then I have to take a step back and I'm like, yo, there's like 100 million people that have never been on BBC One Extra's Track of the Week or have never been on a Spotify playlist. So it makes me feel good, like, when I actually deep it and take a step back. It
must give you a little bit more hunger than like now that you're there, but you realise
where I could be.
Where you could be. Yeah. It's a bigger scale, isn't it?
Exactly.
So you just basically touched it. You're at the tip of the iceberg, but really, there's so much more to explore in it.
Yeah, and plus, people don't see the grind. People just see, accolades. Yeah. And I'm thinking, you don't know how hard I've been.
Yeah, yeah.
Bruv.
And then, I can imagine, because like I was told you earlier, like, I've got friends in the game that have been there who are now 30, 31, 32 for 10 years and they haven't made what you've done in 2 years.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I've seen them grind.
Mm.
So it means that you must be grinding double what they've had to grind, and if that was a grind, I can't imagine what you've had to do in the last 2 years for you to get to where you are right now.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of hard work, it's a lot of prayer, it's a lot of just consistency and just being like dedicated to the one thing that you're trying to do. Like, people going on holidays, I was like, nah, let me just invest into music, or they buy trainers or they buy designer clothes, I'd be like, nah, just music. Like, ask Tevin, like, you know Tevin, innit? I was only investing my money into music.
You know what? It goes back to the mindset, yeah? And I remember vividly, and this is, you know, there's certain weird things you will remember for the rest of your life, yeah? And this is something I will remember for the rest of my life, and it was a conversation between you and Fred, someone else that works with us, yeah? And he was, you remember this conversation, right? And he was asking you, so we were sitting there upstairs on the desk, and Fred was asking, okay, but what's plan B? They was like, there is no plan B. There is no plan B.
Mm.
And he's like, no, but you know what? If the music doesn't work out, you need to think about doing other things. Mm. And he was getting so, and it was borderline aggression, but passion. Mm. And, and I was sitting there as a spectator, yeah? And David straight up like, no, Fred, I don't think you understand.
Mm.
I am doing music.
Mm.
And that conversation there stuck with me.
Mm.
Because it's like, to have that tunnel vision, to have that, It's a dime a dozen now, because a lot of people don't have that sense of belief where it's like, I'm going to do this, no ifs, buts or maybes. And I remember you saying, irrespective of whether I'm an artist or something else, I am going to be working in the music industry. touch wood, thank God.
Yeah,
that your shit's popping.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a cheers to that again.
Cheers to that, man. Cheers to that, man.
So that's however, now, the difference between David and Fred is age. Yeah, and it's experience. Now, what you need to understand where Fred's coming from is Fred probably had his own dreams as well, and they might not have come through. And what he needed was a plan B. So what he's doing is he's speaking from experience. But what you can tell the difference between Fred and David is David's going to go for it
regardless.
It's all in. I don't believe for a second there's a person that, and I read that quote to you, and I said on that quote it said, look, listen. If you believe and you go in full hearted and you take away any negativity, the universe has got a way of bringing it to you, and that's what you've got right now. Did you have that?
Did you have that sense of like visualization? Did you do stuff like that? Because
people
like Notorious, the MMA fighter, right? Like these guys are very, very adamant on visualization. Did you have elements of that as well?
Do you know what it is? Yeah, from young, I've always just, I don't know what it was. I was like, you're not normal. You're just meant to be. Everyone might say they feel like, but I genuinely felt like I'm not normal. I'm meant to be great. Bruv, there was a point where I thought I'm not even like 6'6", and I was like, bruv, I'm going to be the greatest player in the NBA. Like, I've always had these like crazy big dreams. And when it came to music, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to be the biggest artist that this country's ever seen. And it's very, very early stages. But
I'm young.
What I've achieved in like the space of what?
2 years.
Yeah, we can even say 2 years, or I'd even say when I dropped winning.
I'm waiting for the drop
I need all of my man them winning. All of my man them winning. I need.
Obviously, I'm a man of faith. I know we've had our debates constantly about God, blah, 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 blah. But like even the thing you said, if you believe wholeheartedly with all your heart, that's like a Bible scripture as well. Exact same thing, pretty much. If you believe 100% that you're going to do it, you'll actually do it. So
amen.
I've always had that in my mind.
That's
what
I'm going to say, amen.
Amen.
I believe in that, bro. I believe in you put yourself out there, you put it 100%. I've tasted winning. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What you've known me, I've won in so many aspects of my life. And I know that winning is, you just, this has to be in it.
Yeah.
This has to be in it. And it has to be, you know, tuned together.
Exactly.
You just got to go for it.
That's
and
it.
That's what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
Let's go back to your childhood.
Okay, cool.
Let's go back to your childhood. Tell us a little bit, like, you know, you're going to have loads of fans. And one day, people, I'm hoping, are going to go back and watch this podcast. Like, millions of people, because you're going to have millions of fans at one point, and they're going to go back to this podcast.
Around this time.
They want to know, who is Keys?
So, I was born in Northwest London, Harlesden. Spent, like, 8 years of my life there. If you know Harlesden, you know.
I know.
You know that it's.
I know the smells as well.
Yeah, it's not the nicest place to. You know what? It's great in terms of community and in terms of like building like long life sort of relationships, and your cousins are there and everyone's there because it's like.
A very family oriented.
Exactly, exactly. But in terms of like living, like I remember like there's some crazy stories I could tell, but even like my neighbour, like, so we lived in flats. So my neighbour, like...
Amen, that's all three of us grew up in flats, from.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm
saying? Council estate, man.
Right from the high-rise.
From the high-rise, man. But my neighbour, and he was like... When I say drug addict, I'm talking about fiends that you see
on
the road.
Yeah.
Like,
So
I'd come out, like, what, I'm 6, 7, 8, and I'm seeing blood on the floor. I'm seeing, like, needles on the floor or pills on the floor. And it got to the point where my dad was so angry, like... So angry, we might have to cut this bit out. He was like to my sister, "Yo, go and get a knife from the kitchen." He would because
gonna,
he was
we're
like,
gonna, "We're gonna cut that."
You might have to cut. You might
have to, but
yeah. But
yeah.
Anyway,
nothing happened, did it?
No, of course, of course.
Right,
but he was
20
so
years ago.
Yeah.
You know what? Can't be honest, you got to keep it real, man.
Nah, he was
we
so angry
yeah,
that
yeah.
that
yeah.
you know, he's trying to raise a family
of
in
course.
This environment, and because like, drugs are so prominent in Harlesden and Northwest London, like that's just a norm for a lot of kids. You see that. It's not even a big issue. So I feel like that sparked within me that, yo, like, you got to be the change. Don't be the guy that's, you know, trying to... Obviously, everyone's got their hustle. I've got my own boys that are doing things that, you know, they shouldn't,
but they
got to get their money.
But it
put something in my brain that was like, yo, you got to be different. You got to be the change. You got to be something that's different because that's not what you want your kids to go through. So... Yeah, Harlesden was great. Then we moved to West London, Norfolk, which at first was a big change. It was like...
Completely different area.
It's complete, it's got similarities. No, it's got vet like
similarities.
Yeah, yeah. So So even Norfolk, it's like we moved there. And at first, I was like, bro, I hate this place. I want to go back to Harsden. Yeah. But eventually, I started to love it, and you know that's where.
Did you make some good friends on?
Of course. Tevin. A lot of my friends are from like Tevin's not from Norfolk, but that sort of West London area. But even there, man, like I feel like growing up in London is a jungle.
Yeah, they call it the concrete jungle for a reason. Like, hey, do you know what I mean? You are going to be jumping into so many different scenarios. You're going to be exposed to 100%. So many different things from early on.
From an early age, which conditioned you to either go left or go right.
Yeah, I think if anything, all three of us can agree on that.
Being
exposed to things that, you know, a young boy shouldn't have been exposed to at an early age. But obviously, look, it's evident that you were able to turn it around.
Yeah, because a lot of, you know, I got friends that never went to college, they just went straight to prison.
Yeah.
It was
friends, family, you know?
Family,
like,
yeah, friends and family. Members
that,
yeah.
You know what, I look at them and I used to chill with you.
Mm.
You were my best friend. Like, I'm talking about my cousin right now. Like, you were my guy, and I see where you are in life and I see where I'm like, how did that happen to you? Like, why didn't I bring you with me? Do you know what I mean? That's like one of my,
It's not even their fault. Yeah. It's not even their fault because there is no love for communities that are disadvantaged. The government don't care. Like, I think black people, I'm not sure about Asian people, but black people are 3% of the country's population. We mean nothing. If they got rid of 3%, bro, they're still 97%. Yeah. It's nothing. So it's, with me, I always had to have a strong mind, and you know, I feel like a lot, like my siblings as well, they've all got strong.
Again, so he mentioned just a little while ago the fact that early on he realised that you had to be the change.
Yeah, I had to be
the change.
Yeah.
That was the switch. Yeah, that's everyone, the switch. I reckon everyone at some point in their life will have that switch turned on. Some people have it after they've gone to prison. Some people have it after they've been gang affiliated, etc., etc. You had that early on. So touch wood, perhaps you didn't have to go through all of the strife involved with that lifestyle.
Yeah.
So you made an active decision to be like, my environment is not going to control my circumstances.
Of course.
Where I end up. So you were in Northwest London, Harsden. You moved to Norfolk. Your first school was
secondary school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Secondary school.
Let's do second. Secondary school is really where it starts.
It's where it started.
You know what I mean?
So, Cardinal Wiseman.
This is a shout out, by the way.
Yeah, Cardinal Wiseman.
Cardinal Wiseman.
In Greenford. Yeah.
I didn't really like Cardinal Wiseman. I'm not gonna lie. You know.
Where'd you go? Greenford.
Yeah, I went Greenford.
Okay. Yeah. We
Cardinal
didn't like
Greenford. Cardinal Wiseman knocked us out at the semi-final.
I'll tell you what. I'll pull this table away. We can scuff it out right now.
I've been waiting my whole life for this moment.
Hey, David. Nah, bro.
So Cardinal Wiseman.
Cardinal Wiseman.
Running.
High school, hands down for myself. Anyway, yeah. Was one of these periods and times where I learned so much, not only about myself but life. The streets. Like, I'm streetwise because of the school I went to.
Of course, yeah.
So what I'm very interested in is again the journey it took for you to get here. And I believe, yes, of course, it started in Harsden, but predominantly it must have started in
West London. Yeah, of course. Greenford, West London.
So what's that?
My first day of school. I remember just walking in, just playground. I'm in year seven, I'm 11 years old. I just see some year eight girls swinging it out in the playground. I'm like,
yeah.
All right, this is, all right, cool, let's go. This is different. You know, the year 11s, they're monsters in terms of like
height, size,
and in terms of, bro, they don't care. They'll tell you, you're ugly. It's character building. And being in Greenford, a lot of people in London don't know about West London. Being in Greenford, West London.
Like when we mean West, we mean out of West London. Because when people thought of soccer,
they think
Chelsea.
No, I'm talking about Greenford, Norfolk, Hayes, Southall,
etc.
Those areas. Not the prettiest of places. So growing up, like, I remember being 13. We were on our way to some, like, maybe, like, knife awareness thing. I was with Tevin and my boy called Asher. So we're on a bus in Greenford. Randomly, some guy just pulls out a gun, starts firing.
Wait. On the bus?
No, we're on a bus.
Okay.
Bus is there. He pulls out in front of the bus.
Yeah.
Starts shooting towards some guys at a car. They're all trying to get away. And I was just like, I just remember Tevin saying, everyone get down. Everything was moving in slow motion. Everyone on the bus got down. And it was just like, these are things you see in war.
And going back to how old are you?
I'm 12, 13.
Okay. So before you carry on that, let's just take a second and understand the fact that this 12, forget the fact that he's David, it's a 12 to 13 year old on a bus being exposed to that level of violence, right?
That's the scary, though.
But this is the biggest story when it comes to London, like inner city, like it's very much like that, wild spread across London. It's maybe not reported on as much, and again, we're not going to touch upon it right now because I want you to continue your story.
Of course, yeah.
When people have all these news tabloids about, you know, the music he'll make and his violence, your music being one of the biggest things in tabloids recently, yo, this is their environment. Like, what do you want them to talk about? They're not going to be sitting and talking about pretty, pretty things, Beverly Hills. They don't know that.
Seen
like,
it. Yeah.
There's 12, 13-year-olds, as we've already just heard, being exposed. Second thing is Tevin, that guy's name's been dropped too.
Tevin
we're getting up. We are, look, I'm in a public announcement, we're getting Tevin on this podcast.
Nah, facts, you need to. Big
we're
boy
getting
actor.
Tevin on this podcast.
Big boy actor.
Because he's vital.
Yeah, no, definitely.
He's vital. So,
and he's a talent as well.
He's an incredible talent.
He's a talent. I've known Tevin about 15 years.
Yeah.
So Tevin's a talent and a half, that, bro. Yeah. And what he's been through and what he's been living through, like, and where he is right now, like, he's, you know what, shout out to Tevin right now, bro. You'll be on the show. Before you finish up, but this is the reason why we're doing this podcast as well, because you know what, yeah, there's people like you, 12 and 13, that have gone through this, yeah, but then have come and used your talent to become something now. Like, hats off to you, inspiration right now. This is what we're trying to put out there.
Definitely, everyone has a choice. That's what I strongly believe. Obviously, your choice might not be definitely easy to make, but everyone has a choice. It's either you go left or you go right.
So you finish that story for me, though.
But I just remember seeing them let it off in broad daylight. Broad daylight, G-Town. I speak about it in like one of my old songs, and I'll probably speak about it in like future music, just different experiences. But we're just letting it off, and I was like, and eventually they shut the car. I don't know if anyone got hit, and they drove away.
And for a second, and he went on his way. Shit, I left
Halston. Bro, I was like,
I'm right back here.
Bro, I'm right back, bro.
Yeah, it's West London. It's like that. Yeah, West London is really like that.
But you know what it is? West London, they've never had a rapper. No. Like, up until now. No, it's not even me. I'm talking about people like, there's even, like, I'm talking about people like, there's Free.
Hey, we got to drop the music again.
Nah, facts.
Not too many that admitted from the West Side.
Hello, and the D-O-N, the West Side. And no one really makes it from the West Side. Too close to the top, I'll get it next time.
Exactly. Yeah, well, that bar in particular. Yeah, there's no one that could share this story. So people think, oh, West London, you must go, nice
must
life.
Must be fancy, yeah.
And I always look at them
West,
like...
West London guys are the smooth-talking pretty boys. And, nah, man, it's not really
Nah.
It's important for a podcast in West London to be actually able to show what it's actually like here.
We have to start.
And bring the talent. You don't bring that talent.
Exactly.
Like, what are you doing in West London that makes you special?
Exactly.
And you're one of them, right?
You're one of the biggest guys
in West London.
Amen. I appreciate that.
So school was definitely a big impact.
Was a huge impact, man. That's where I started playing keys. I started
Who's your musicians? Who's your artist?
Who's your music teacher? Because God, God willing, your music teacher's sitting there listening to this. Do you remember the name?
I had Miss Thomas and Mr. Starton. And then I think I had a guy that, you know, first introduced me to the keys.
Because I remember we were having a conversation, you were saying
that the guy that introduced you to the keys.
I can't remember his name.
You were saying that was one of the lessons in school. Everyone has that one teacher or the one lesson or the one subject where you really paid attention to. That was yours, right?
Yeah, music
was
mine.
I want to personally say thank you to all of those music teachers.
Nah, for real. Shout out to Thomas. You
know, they sat there, gave you the extra time and everything. So that's where your music passion really started.
And I'd say like the church environment as well, because mum and dad would drag me to church every week and stuff like that.
Inspirations? Who was your go-to artist back then? Like when you were growing up, who were the music that you listened to and why? Like what were they doing for you?
So I fell in love with like hip hop when I heard Tupac Changes. I remember it was close to the time he died. Maybe it might have been like a few years after he died. I remember watching it. I'm like maybe like I'm a child. I'm just looking at the video and I'm like, this is so emotional, but I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But that's when I fell in love with like hip hop, and I feel like the hip hop that tells a message, that's when it sort of reached out to me.
Because that video, you know what, people actually forget about that video. That video was powerful.
It's powerful, man.
So when you think about hip hop back in the 90s or the 2000s versus hip hop that you see now and feel now,
I'm gonna lie to unzip this one.
Because you straight away you said you fell in love with the message that hip hop can tell you, and obviously in the 90s there was a lot in terms of especially in America and USA, we're talking about how black people are now trying to take back what was theirs, rightfully theirs. Like, yeah. They were obviously becoming, I don't know how to put it, like, but they, everyone was against them. Mm, you know what I mean? And, and it was about time people fought back. And it was through hip hop. You can say a lot through hip hop where they started fighting back. I mean, we go back to Fuck the Police when that came out. Mm. They were just talking about, well, you lot are coming after us. It's now our time to put it out there and fight back. Mm. And music was inspirational back then. I mean, they talked about real life.
100%.
Yeah. And now when we think about music, it's all about drugs, sex, rock and roll, whatever you want to call it. Mm. But it's different to what it was like back in the day.
To an extent, but I feel like there are still people championing that voice. The Rec 32s.
Kendrick Lamar. Are we talking UK?
You know what? There's no US and there's no UK. I feel like the US, they've been acting too bougie for too long. And there's enough talent here. Nah, man. They ain't got nothing we don't have.
So, yeah, the likes of Rec 32.
Rec 32 Chip.
100% Chip.
But you've got the J. Cole's, the Kendrick Lamar's.
Of course. Untouchable.
Who still speak about those type of things, but you have to look in the right places. Sex, money, drugs, it sells.
Yeah.
It sells because it's like, you look at it and you're like, you know.
Do you agree with that? Do you, like your personal view on that? Like, okay, you can talk about sex because sex is real, you know, where everyone's having sex here. Yeah? You can talk about drugs, but is it something, I think I heard Jamie once say, like, it's not, if you live by the gun, doesn't mean you live by the gun every day. You don't need to talk about the gun every day. If you live by drugs every day, you don't need to talk about drugs every day. Like, there's so much more going on in the world.
Of course.
Like, broaden your horizons, you know what I mean? Like, do you believe that that's the only thing that we should be talking
about? No, of course not. A true artist, if you see an artist last more than 10 years, he has not been speaking about guns. It can't work. Jay-Z, he changed his message throughout the years. Yeah. Kanye West, obviously, he's a bit fried, but he changed his message throughout the years.
Eminem.
I miss
the old Kanye too. I know. But you have to have that elevation in your music, otherwise you'll fade out. Yeah. Anyone who was just a gangster rapper has not been a gangster rapper for more than 5 years.
Because you get stop your selling. Environment changes. What are you rapping about? You're not a gangster.
Exactly.
You're living in a mansion. You're living in Beverly Hills. You can't be a
Teach us how to get there.
Teach us how to get there.
You feel me?
I like that.
Give us that
knowledge. What's your take? What's your take on the difference in music? So again, Vishal's obviously touched up on the fact that the music back in the day, and I still, you get it in my car right now.
It's going to be
Bluetooth
school.
Connects. Mm. 9 out of 10 times it's going to be a 90s track, right? And you're a 90s baby.
Yeah,
and 100%. It's evident in your music. It's very evident in your music. The vibe, the kind of, you know, you're putting out a message as opposed to, you know, what you're retrospectively hearing right now on the radio and all that stuff now. Yeah. So what would you say would be the difference between the music then and the music now?
One, the musicality. So back then it was all about the melodies and all about the soul and all about, you know, the feeling. And two, the barrier. So we're in the era of the internet. So you can make a track tomorrow, put it online. Doesn't even have to be good. But if it's catchy enough, it will live and it will succeed. And you'll probably get signed for like a lot of money based on that single. It doesn't even have to be good. It can be talking about anything.
It's about the beat and the catch, right?
Exactly. Whereas back then, if you didn't have a certain level of talent,
bro.
You needed a bar. Yeah. Exactly. You needed to be talented. That doesn't exist anymore. You can just be able to sing a melody.
Now you can just be viral.
I you know what?
100%. All you need to do is be viral.
I hear that. You know what it is? And one thing, that's one thing that makes me not want to listen to music now. Do you know what I mean? And that's a shame because, you know, music's so powerful. For anyone in their life, music can do something for you. Like if I put on an album when I'm feeling down, I know which album that I need to listen to pick me back up.
Exactly.
Yeah, when I'm really happy, I know what album will make me stay in that vibe. Like, and those are real artists. Mm. They're real talented people because they'll tell you a story that you are living right now. And that, to me, is music.
But you know what? Again, yes, I 100 wholeheartedly percent believe in that. But there was a track. It was hands down one of my favourite tracks, J. Cole. Let Nas down.
Yeah.
What, like, lyric for lyric, I can recite this with you. And he mentioned, the fact that it's the external pressures of, and he mentions this in the bar, he's like, you know what, I'm here trying to make real music, he ain't selling Jay-Z, he's giving me pressure about making his radio show. And when he did make his radio,
all of
a sudden, he let one of his biggest idols down. And that was the whole premises of the whole song.
But it changed his life.
Of course. But this is what I'm saying. Now, the stress is now on, yes, as much as it is about your own identity and your own message and your what's going to sell. Because this is what, and again, you're going to start experiencing this because my sister's obviously been doing the music for a long time. The music industry is set up in a way, yo, it is a business.
It's a business.
What is selling? What is selling? They're going to look, drugs are selling, sex is selling, violence is selling. They don't want you to be the guy that's spreading that. You got people like Akala, right? Used to make some of the realest raps UK's ever heard. Yeah, where's he?
Yeah. But do you know what it is? You can be the whole guy that's doing violence now. If the industry wants violence and you give them violence,
yeah,
what,
that's what's gonna
sell. The problem is, as soon as the industry doesn't want you anymore, you're gone.
Done.
Whereas someone like Kendrick, someone like J. Cole, someone even like Drake, they came in the scene doing what they wanted to do. They built their own fan base. Now they can last for as long as they want. They leave when they want to leave.
Okay, now I've got a question for you. Yeah. The music industry in the US versus the UK.
Well,
that's a hot topic.
Do you know what it is? The US have had, they've got like 20 years on us. We are, this is our 90s period. This is our golden era. We're in the 90s right now. So we've got our Jay-Z's, we've got our Nas's, we're in that era right now where we're at the peak of it. We're making money from it. We're the biggest, you know, selling artists in the UK are black. Or
it's like that. We're getting booked out in Europe and in worldwide now. Like, there's artists from the UK now. If you look at them, if you go into their websites, if you go on, they're touring now.
You know
what I mean? And that's where they're going to be earning a lot of their money. And so, touring's massive. And if you're getting booked to be touring around Europe or around UK, bear in mind, Europe's one of the biggest places in the world. You know what I mean? Like, Europe is known. So if you're now touring, exactly what you're saying.
Exactly.
We're there now.
So give it another 10 years. Will be where America was in the 2000s, and they were still popping. Give it another 20 years, bruv, there's so much growth that the UK is about to like undergo.
I don't want people to make it seem that we just got this artist on the show and we're gassing him. Listen to his music.
Please, for a second, listen to his music.
Because this is someone I believe in. I'm one of those guys, and I've told you from the beginning, I will not give you props if I don't genuinely believe you. You've got something. I'm not going to gas you up. Right? And from the first moment you played your music, and more importantly, the first moment you played it in my car. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Appreciate that, bro.
So, aside, podcast aside, please go check this guy out.
Thank you.
Where can they find you?
Find me on Instagram, Keys the Prince. Find me on YouTube. You know what? Everything is simple, guys. Keys the Prince, you'll find me.
Listen, if you can't go to our site and you'll find him there.
Thank you.
One click and you're straight onto his Spotify, you're onto his iTunes, you're going to be onto his YouTube, you're going to be on his Instagram. He's going to be all over our podcast. And he is literally that talented. You need to hear him out. Like, and again, same as him. Like, I will not give you props unless you deserve it. I've already told you where I will criticize him, where I thought, actually, you can do a little bit better.
And that's
who I am. Because I want you to be the best that you can be as well.
I remember I sent you that video. The sun was shining one day, and I had my playlist on shuffle, and your son came up.
Peter Petrelli.
Bro?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Bro?
He sent me that voice note, innit? I'm using that at the beginning of a track.
You have to.
Do you know how many times I have to pull this fucking song up?
That's me.
In this sun, yeah? Bruv, I appreciate you supplying the fucking ambiance for this sun.
Hey.
I appreciate you for making music because you fucking make good music.
And that honestly, that's what this podcast is based on, because everyone has gone through struggles,
but you might be struggling now, of course. You're now
full-time music.
So there's got to be a
struggle. We ain't struggling, baby. Finally.
Disclaimer.
We ain't struggling, baby.
Shit's about to happen.
But it's still a struggle because I need to be number one and I'm not number one.
That's what
I'm saying.
But to get here, so, alright, cool. So, I decided after uni that, cool, I went uni and I was like, I just need to do music. I don't want to work a 9-to-5. I've never worked like full time since I've left uni, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I've never done that because it was like music was my only option. So, what does that lead to? Broke.
What's it like being broke?
Before I joined Ren, that's where we worked. I was so broke, like disgustingly broke. It was like, obviously, some people are ashamed to say this, but like, I don't even care. Like, I was so low to the point where it's like every month I was like, I don't know where my how I'm gonna pay this or how I'm gonna pay that. Like, it got to the point, like, my boy was getting married. I've never shared this story. My boy was getting married in March. I joined Ren in March 2018. Mm. And he wanted me to be a groomsman. I was like, fuck, how am I going to pay for the suit? This, that. Mm. Had no money. My family, I don't like asking my family for money because...
Son of a Roman.
It's like they've got their own struggles, man. Yeah. Like, bro, I can't. I'd never ask my mum for a penny now. Mm. Like, regardless of what I'm going through, she's worked too hard.
That's real.
Yeah, I gotta get myself.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's like
you've seen their struggles and you're going through your own struggle. You don't want to add to their struggles.
Exactly. Yeah, I can't add on top of that. As a man as well, I don't feel like that's right. And the whole illegal route, God already told me like, yo. All
right, cool.
So I was like, bro, I need money. Where do I get money from? I was like, fuck it. Let me look at all these like loan companies. I was like, you're gonna have to get a loan. Okay. Like, there was no money.
You're talking about them ridiculous 1,000 APR interest rates.
Yeah, I was just like, let me just go and get a loan. Yeah. Like, I was like, that's all I can do. And then Tevin, thank God, he was like, just, bro, Vishal said he'll give you a job. So obviously, I got a job at Ren and stuff like that.
You're welcome, brother.
I appreciate it. You helped me pay for my videos. I appreciate you. But before that, it was like every month, like, there was a point where it was freezing cold in the snow. You've been in my car.
Yeah.
I had no heater. Like, I'm driving in minus
you
whatever.
You saw I was driving before this.
Yeah, I was driving in minus whatever, and it was freezing cold, and it's like, bro, you can go and get a 9 to 5, you know, and leave this music thing, but in my mind, I knew that my purpose was greater. I knew that all of this adds to a beautiful story. If I told you, like, bro, yeah, I came from a great background, and I made one song, and it's not exciting, but if I told you, bro, like, there was months where I didn't know what I was going to eat or if I...
Well, I remember there were days I had to pick you up.
Yeah, do you remember?
There were days I had to pick you up.
Yeah.
So, like, this is an individual you're talking to again, and a lot of people listening to this can relate to it, especially from the West London area.
Yeah.
North West London, the surrounding areas. Like, there are people out there that are really, really struggling right now, and they can't see the end of it. They can't see the light in the tunnel.
No, they can't.
And this is exactly why we do this podcast.
Yeah.
For people such as yourself to come in here, share these stories because I guarantee you, me and him, just these people in this room can relate to that story.
Exactly.
And I'm telling you I can.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're going through all of this. There's days that there must have been days you were dying.
Bro, this 2019, I was on the phone to two people. I spoke to Tevz and I spoke to a female friend that like was like a female best friend to me.
Yeah.
And I was like...
Was?
Is, yeah. Cool. Hopefully...
No, I'm joking.
But if I was like, if music doesn't work 2019, I'm done. Because 2018 was like, I released Winning and I released Gone Again, a freestyle.
Yeah.
They did okay. And I was like, if 2019, if it doesn't make sense, if I can't do music full time, I'm done. Because I've been broke, I've been lost, I've been hurt. That's
Hey. Yeah, I'm never gonna have to play that clip.
So many days I've been slaving just to make this work. Quit my job, been broke, been down, been lost, been hurt. Anyway, I've done it all, and I'm trying to like help my like my mum and dad pay off their mortgage. Like,
of course,
it's not easy, isn't it?
You're the only son, right?
Yeah, I'm the only son. I've got sisters, but I'm the only son.
There's even more strain on you.
Exactly.
Because of that.
Exactly, and like I saw.
So you're saying 2019? We were talking recently. We're talking earlier on this year.
When beginning of 2019, okay. January. I said to myself, and I said to like two people closest to me, if it don't work, I'm quitting.
You're done.
I'm done. I'm not doing music. It doesn't make sense. I better just go like rob a bank and just get money whatever way I can and just live life. And then like pieces just started to fall together like bit by bit. I remember I told my manager, he's sitting to the right of me, yeah, I wanted to quit in December. I think someone at work annoyed me that day. I won't say who, but someone annoyed me that way. And I was like, I'm quitting, man. I'm done. I'm just going to do music.
But how many days?
Yeah, do you know, bro? I kept saying it to you.
But it's coming. You know, it's not like he only said it to you. He'll come into my office and say he's done.
And he'd be like, just wait.
Yeah, no problem. You know what? Yeah, like, listen, it's not time for you.
Yeah. So thank you because you were my voice of reason.
You were having those conversations
when it was your time. I knew it was your time.
Exactly.
And I was not holding you back that way. So till then, I was just like, make your money.
Yeah.
Make your money because I knew what your money was going into and I knew what your money was for and it was for a bigger cause and no matter who pisses you off in lifetime sometimes you got to bite your tongue and keep going.
Yeah, exactly. So even in terms of like just when it comes to the struggle, in terms of the clothes I was wearing, in terms of the trainers I was wearing. You would have through the grind period, you won't see me in like multiple trainers or multiple items of like fancy new clothes.
I'm hoping even to this day. Yeah, I'm hoping even to this day.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And I need your mindset. Because you were saying every penny is going into me.
And do you know what is? People are so scared of doing that because it's like, what if I want to look good for other people? I don't care.
I swear, Giggs came out with a video
recently about wearing the same clothes twice.
So it's kind of similar. But it was like, I was sacrificing everything for just music. And it's not even a thing where it's like, I'm sacrificing it because I want to be like, it's like, I know that if I can do this, it changes the lives of a lot of people.
And can I stop you there for a second? And this is a very, very serious message now, because what you're saying right now takes a lot of testicles. And the reason why is because of the external influences that people are getting, right? Because if I see you in the same jumper 5 times out of the week,
you're going to be like, yo, what's good?
And we're getting younger people, and these are the people that are going to be most affected, because I'm very much like you. I don't care.
I don't give a shit.
I'm not buying stuff to impress you. But what a lot of people are doing are investing in these liabilities.
Nipsey Hussle,
he said it perfectly. You invest in all these liabilities trying to impress people that don't really care about you. And you had that mindset. I remember early on from when I met you, and this is why we clicked. Because you straight up said that, yo, Sheck, this ain't me.
Nothing,
Every penny I'm getting is going into music.
I remember even at work, Trina was like, oh, Keith, you need to look. I was like...
And she went on ASOS that day.
Yeah, she was like trying to find me. I was like... The next outfit I buy is going to be for my music video, because that's just how I think. You know what, guys? It's great to look good and stuff like that. Try and look the best you can. And obviously, I've always kept it
saucy.
That's
confidence for some people, do you know what I mean?
But I can work with what I've got.
I'll bag a guy's girl
who's wearing Gucci from head to toe. Bruv, I'll take your missus. It's not even a problem.
Move a chess piece.
Yo, we don't want to be doing that.
But what I'm saying is that work within your means.
But what I'm trying to say, if you can flip it the other way, these are people that you don't care about as well. Do you know what I mean? It's not about they don't care about you. Like, why are you trying to impress people? Like, you don't even know anymore. Like, some of my boys, or even some people that I see, I say, I could be honest, I can afford shit. Do you know what I mean? If I want to, I can afford shit. I've worked my whole life to be able to. But you're not going to see me fucking, but at least it's H&M, brothers. You know what I mean? I look good. Like, I'm not going to spend 50, 60, 80 pound for an outfit. For one top. Like,
find me a billionaire, maybe apart from Jay-Z, that from head to toe is wearing, even Jay-Z's
humble. Even Jay-Z now.
That's wearing head to toe designer. Because it doesn't mean nothing.
Bro,
it's a liability.
Primark can look fucking good, bro. I'll tell you that right now.
It doesn't even go as far as Jay-Z and millionaires. It's the case of, you have, let's just say, wherever you are, whoever you are, you have X amount of money coming in. X amount. Your X amount and my X amount are three different X's. Why am I spending a large portion of this money to buy things that A, I don't need, B, trying to impress people that really at the end of the day, you're not paying my bills.
You are not paying my bills, you're not
putting money in my pocket, you're not backing me when I need you, in a sense of you're not supporting me when I have these
music videos. Like,
and I guarantee you, and I'm going to speak for you, I guarantee you, let's say you had a circle of 50. When it came down to the real nitty gritty, you had about 5.
Not even that.
There we go. True. Yeah. So all the people again. This
and
is
those
just
are the
a
boys
message.
That you see in my music video.
Thank you.
These they are, will come
is,
to
this
every
This is just
video.
A message, yeah. That the fact that you don't really need to be spending your life, your money, your energy
trying to impress people.
Like, do you? And some of the most influential people out there right now, some of the most successful people, this is their message. You see people like Pharrell, right? That's his number. Just be you, always. He was N.E.R.D. 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 right? He was the outcast, not the outcast, but he wasn't the typical.
He wasn't a gangster.
He wasn't. And the number one message here, again, sorry to cut you off, like it's something that needs to be shared. Be you. Don't be afraid to be you. And do not ever put yourself out trying to impress people. That's my number one thing.
100%.
Because even to this day, bro, and I see you so humble, and I love it. And I used to tell you this all the time. Forget everything. Forget absolutely everything. A, B, C, and D. You need to be focused on music. If it's not music, you don't need to give your time to it.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I know how cutthroat this industry is.
Yeah.
right?
And the real people, the real brothers, will respect that. 100%. Because I got brothers that drive fancy whips. Yeah. They've got loads of my Teslas. But they will come to me and be like, "Yo, bro, how do you do this with the music thing? How do you do this?" And it's like, there's that level of respect.
It's sacrifice, because right?
When you're yourself, there's no one that can't respect Pharrell Williams, and he was different. There's no one that can't respect Kanye West, and he was different. When you're different, people will respect you for being different, and they'll want to know how to obtain that difference, because everyone's the same.
Sometimes it's about being honest as well.
Being
honest with you. Like I believe, like I read an article. I read a book called The Essentialist, and they say how you can finally say the word no and get respected more by them being the yes man. Mm. Oh yes, let's go buy a new car. Yes, let's go buy a car. Yes, let's go do it. Let's go. Mm. Let's go fit into this world that is on social media. But
I like that.
The way you say no, yeah. Firstly, the people might raise your eyebrow. You say no. Second time, third time, fourth time, people start respecting you.
Exactly.
And that's where you are right now.
Precisely. So, as I said, I was sacrificing all of those things for the greater picture. And then 2019, I wasn't going to drop Peter Petrelli.
I know.
I wasn't going to drop it. You heard it in the kitchen, you're like, what the hell is going on?
Stupid.
I wasn't going to, he was like, you're an idiot. And I was like, I'm not sure about it. Then I went to watch Creed 2.
Hey.
And at the end of Creed 2, I really like that movie, yeah. So I'm watching Creed 2 and I'm like, I want my music to be in movies. So it gets to the end of Creed 2, and then I see Peter Petrelli and I'm like, wait a minute.
You texted me that same night.
I was like, this is a sign. This is a sign that I've got to do this song. Bearing in mind Peter Petrelli's 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Bearing in mind I've shot 3 videos for Peter Petrelli.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had this song for a while and I've shot a video, didn't work. Shot another video, the person didn't care, gave me the video 2 months later. So I was like, bruv, shooting this video again. It's like, you can imagine any other normal person would have given up.
What happened when you released that song?
Bruv, my life changed. I'm going to tell you some stuff off record, but my life changed to a way that I can't even like fathom how grateful I am. Like, my life has gone from like, okay, how's the music thing going? To, I do music full time. Everything in my life is about music now.
Please.
Cheers to that.
Please.
Cheers to that. Because it's been like...
It's been a struggle.
It's been a struggle, bro. It's been like tears, like real tears. I've cried tears because of music. It's hard, man. And
you've been broke, bro. There's nothing as anything worse than being broke. It's just to be not able to pay your bills.
Yeah, there are worse.
No, there's loss.
Yeah, huh?
There's loss.
Yeah, there's loss. But I'm
lost
saying
is worse than broke.
Being lost as well. Yeah.
Yeah, but being broke tasted to being lost. No, do you not think so? Like, if you're broke, you're lost because you don't know what to do. How am I meant to pay for this? How am I meant to help my family? How you're gonna have so many things going through your mind? Like,
and
where are you?
You're not 16 anymore. Mm. You're in a 23, 24. You're meeting girls and you're like, oh, so what do you do? I'm a rapper. Oh, but I've never heard it. You're a joke. You're not a rapper, you're a joke, all right?
Yeah, yeah,
if it's not making sense, you're a joke. If you're not getting paid for it, that's how they see it. That's not how I see it, but that's how they see it.
Yeah.
So it's like, for it to start finally making sense, it was like, wow, like, Peter Petrelli's changed my life. And this is a song I wasn't going to release.
Mm.
And it's like, yo, you released it, and you went from being like, yeah, that's just Keys to, oh, brah, Keys the Prince does music. He's a viable asset. He's worth money.
Mm.
He's worth money. And obviously that's money's not my end goal, but to make money from doing what you love is a beautiful thing, man.
I remember when I heard this track in the canteen at work.
You went nuts.
I went nuts.
Mm.
Like, I went nuts.
Mm.
And I looked at him like, you're a dickhead.
Yeah.
Like, you're sitting on this.
And you know what it is? My whole paycheck was going into my music videos.
I remember, bro.
Like, I was like, paycheck, music video. And then the funny thing is, you shoot the music video, then you need to edit it, then you need to pay GRM daily, then you need to promote it. So it's like, month one is you pay for the video, month two is you pay for the external things that you need to do, the promotion, etc. So it's like, you never really have money for yourself, but it's so worth it.
And going back to what you said, can you guys understand for a second how much balls that takes? Like, even I'm going to be very, very honest with both of you right now and everyone listening. That right now, if you told me to put absolutely every single penny of what I'm earning right now on something, scare me.
It scares me.
Yeah, it scared the life out of me. But the fact that, and this is kudos to you,
and
this is like, irrespective of the viewers or anyone saying that, this is kudos to you for the fact that you were so determined that this is going to work.
Yeah.
And bro, you're now reaping the fruits of it.
Bruv, like, it's like, yo, I'm telling people, you have to invest and you have to make things look like you're professional when you're doing it. Because whatever I've invested, I'm recouping that times 10 now, because it's like, yo, you invested whatever, cool, add a zero to that now. Now that's what you get.
Zero to
the house. Move a chess piece.
Or even add 2 zeros or 3 zeros, but that's what you get when you invest your whole life into something. You get
every minute that is at some point, the biggest investment you ever make is in yourself. Biggest investment you will ever make.
People are scared. People are scared of looking broke.
There was something you want to say to everyone out there. What is it you say? So the person that's sitting there, irrespective whether it's music, whether it's this, whether it's that,
whatever
the
it
person
is,
that was sitting there in your position, piss broke, confused, lost, down, really doesn't know where they're going. What is it you say to that person?
My message is that you can do it. Like, one thing I always think about is that everyone here is on a timer. You're not going to be here forever. You wasting your time thinking about what people think about you. You wasting your time thinking, what if? You wasting your time trying to look good for other people, trying to, you know, be this fake person for other people means absolutely nothing. The only thing you can leave on this earth is your legacy. So what I want to say basically is just chase your dreams. Invest everything you can into yourself. Like, understand that it's not about looking good for someone else. It's not about driving the flashiest car. It's about you being who you were meant to be on this earth. Because once time is up, brother, that's
what can,
it.
What can we expect from Keys in 2019?
Greatness. Greatness. No, you know what it is, yeah? I always say to people, I'm trying to be in a conversation of the top three or the top two or the top person in the UK. And that's my journey. And I know I'll get there by 2020, 2021 latest. Okay. That you will consider me to be one of the greatest artists. 100%.
You're going to get a sample?
Yeah, you lot can play
a little sign.
Yeah, right.
A little sign. It's called Waves. It's my next single. I'll tell you lot a bit more about it off record, because I can't legally and stuff like that.
Oh shit! Yeah. This motherfucker talking legally now. He's broke. Remember, he was broke. He had no heating. He's talking legally now.
As in, I was dead broke, but. You know what? I'm not even where I need to be, or where I'm going
to be. No one's ever
going
to be where they need to be, bro. Even when you're 50, 60, 70 years old, if you're still not passionate about wanting to be alive at that age, you're still not going to make it. You know what I mean? Like, at 60, I want to be somewhere. 70, I want
to
be there.
There's a lot to come from.
But the journey has been so beneficial. Crucial in changing my life. Yeah,
the journey's been inspiring. Think about it, bro.
No,
100%. Halston, to West London, to music, to where you are now, to being broke, to be having to not being able to ask money from your parents.
Quit his job at 22 years old.
It's been a journey, but I feel like I just want to be a living testament that you can make your dreams come true, that you're here for a purpose. And when people see me, I want them to be like, right, if he did it, I can do it.
Perfect.
You feel me?
I mean, that's the story of Keys today, ladies and gentlemen.
The people
and
us.
The story
of
Keys, like, people and us, but knowing me, that was the story of Keys. It's an inspiration. I mean, if there's anything we could take from that, that is that you can do what you want to do. Just put your investment into you.
Yeah, invest in yourself, man.
That's it.
And again, look, this time, like we always say, we're going to sign off. This time it was Keys the Prince. Next time, it can be you, the people and us.